And here we are, looking back through the files of the Bunyip 4, Wednesday the 5th of February 2025. My name's Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's good to be back here and a bit cooler than it has been. Or
yes.
What was it like to... Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not saying anything about the weather.
Save that for the next one.
Anyway, it's good to be back here in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Cultural Heritage Research Centre, and we're very grateful to be able to use the room for our recording in between volunteer and official opening hours. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago through the files of the Bunyip, Lady Alice Company. The crushing at this mine on the 30th of January from 160 tonnes of stone was at first reported as 200 ounces, one penny weight. But the directors afterwards received from the manager an additional cake weighing 27 ounces, being the balance of which there was not time to clear up properly on Saturday. We are informed by the secretary that the battery will be kept idle this week to allow of the machinery being overhauled and the new winding engine erected, after which the battery can be worked the full 24 hours. Wow.
Probably a lot of local people had investment in the mine, hence
did
the...
Did they? Yeah.
I'd say so, yeah.
It was actually quite a successful goldfield, wasn't it, the Lady Alice?
I think they did.
The Brosa Goldfields, yeah.
They found gold. Anyone made a fortune from
that. No, it's a bit like the Echunga one. I mean, they did make money out of the Echunga and Jupiter Creek goldfields, but, yeah, it was everywhere. Not everywhere, but it was there to be...
Yes.
If it was found, it was there to be exploited.
No Ballarats or Bendigos, but...
No. Oh, gosh, no.
So, 100 years ago, Sunday trains to North Gawler. Councillor Connor has proved his pudding by travelling on the Sunday evening train from Adelaide to Gawler on several occasions recently, and he is emphatic that the bus accommodation provided to get people to their homes is totally inadequate for the number who travel. On Sunday last, he witnessed many women with children who were forced to walk from the Gawler Railway to their homes, some at Williston, through lack of bus accommodation. He therefore moved at the last meeting of council that a request be made to the Railways Commissioner asking that the evening trains, and especially the Sunday service, should be run as far as the North Gawler Railway Station. The motion met with the full approval of council and was carried unanimously.
Mm, that was a big move, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. I guess just going even that extra bit of distance was costly for in terms of coal and...
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true, but yes, the number of people that travel, women with children on a Sunday. Good on him.
Yes.
Good on Councillor Connor.
Yes. Yes.
50 years ago, job seekers face a long wait locally. The Lower North, like most other areas, has been hit by a general lack of employment opportunities in the wake of the economic downturn. Apart from the wine industries in the Barossa Valley and Clare districts, very few firms are expected to seek additional staff in the short term, and people are now being forced to seek employment further afield. The situation is expected to ease, however, when RED, Regional Employment Development Scheme funds provided by the Australian Government, become available to the Gawler Corporation.
I wonder how much difference it really made.
The RED scheme. That was around for quite a long time, the RED scheme.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I've heard of the RED scheme.
Yeah. Gosh. 50 years ago, I was still a teenager. That's fessing up.
I think Gawler had unemployment problems going back to the closing of the foundries, though. It was bad in 1914, there was high unemployment.
Yeah, well, it's been a commuter suburb ever since the trains made it easy for people to travel into Adelaide.
Yeah.
I mean, witness the previous story getting off at the Gawler station and having to...
Yes.
Missing a bus or having to walk out through to Williston.
Okay, so similar story for 25 years ago. Regional pledge, now too late. A promise by Prime Minister John Howard to stop the drain of services from regional areas has been met with scepticism by local community leaders. Civic leaders, business owners and farmers say Mr Howard's promise made during last week's tour of rural districts in South Australia and New South Wales has come 5 years too late. In country towns like Freeling, Hamley Bridge and Malalar, there's a sense that the city has left them behind. Mr. Howard described his regional tour as being about him listening to country areas, but many people in those areas feel this growing sensitivity to the country would have been better if it had come sooner. I think the country's been neglected because there's not enough money to be made from it.
Well, it's in the hands of increasingly few people too.
Yes.
As people get bigger and then they have more influence and the big get bigger and the small get trampled on.
Yes.
10 years ago, Trav's the top man. South Australian cricket's worst kept secret was confirmed when local lad Travis Head was named the state's youngest Sheffield Shield captain. Rumours began recirculating on Friday afternoon that the former Australian under 19 skipper would be given the Redbacks' key leadership role. A Gawler South junior and Trinity College graduate, 21-year-old Head followed in the footsteps of another former local cricketing prodigy, Darren Lehman, into the leadership role. I think Travis Head's still playing, isn't he? He's still leadership role in cricket?
Don't know.
I should know, but I'm pretty sure he's still playing. He's only 31, that's 10 years ago.
Yes, that's so right. So he's still young enough.
I won't say he's in the prime, but he's he would be a very highly experienced leader. Yeah. So that's it for this week.
That is indeed.
And we'll speak to you for the next edition.
Indeed.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. For all lights alone.